Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. To start out the show on a political note this week, I have a gentleman with me, Dr. Bart Rossi, who is a nationally renowned political psychology expert. He's got some really interesting views on some of the statements that the two primary candidates have, two most important candidates, I guess I should say, at least in my mind, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, some of the comments that they and their colleagues, specifically Paul Ryan and Joe Biden, have made. We have a really interesting election coming up, you know, and Dr. Rossi, I remember when you and I were chatting off the air, you said that it's kind of a sad situation in the sense that, number one, the Republicans don't seem to know where they're going, and I would agree with that. And on the other hand, I feel that I'm sure that the President Obama is a very nice guy, you know, but I can't support his agenda, and I kind of don't know what to do, and I think that a lot of the politicians right now, they are saying things that I find to be almost appalling, basically sticking their foot in their mouth. Why are they doing that?
Well, I think there's a few things. By the way, it's nice to be with you, and
Thank you.
I do like your independent streak. I do like that. I kind of feel the same way myself in a lot of ways.
I
like some Republicans and some Democrats. I guess I'm a moderate.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of these politicians are harboring certain feelings and thoughts. And at times it comes out in kind of a bad way. I mean, Joe Biden talking about, you know, putting people back into chains. I mean, I think that was really a gaffe. Whether he meant it or not, I think that in the back of his mind, he was probably thinking of something along those lines.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of unfortunate. I think it's kind of unfortunate that Harry Reid would say something like he knows that Romney didn't pay any taxes. Well, if he does, then he should at least have a little meat and potatoes behind him, a little bit of substance.
Yeah.
On the other side of the aisle, you know, you've got Paul Ryan, who says he ran a marathon in less than 3 hours, which I guess he didn't. But he also claims that Obama changed welfare so these folks could be free riders and just not have to go to work.
Yeah.
And that's just wrong. I mean, it's just factually absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I get hot as a psychologist because I think people should stand up for the principles of their party, do it in the right way, and talk about the economy, talk about what they stand for, whether it's a stronger military or less intervention,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever your position, stand up for yourself rather than make excuses by fabricating.
Yeah.
I mean, I just see that as being very bad.
Most importantly, I see it as being very, very bad for our country. You know, our listeners and myself agree on one thing, and we chat about this in our forum, on a daily basis. But it strikes me that not all the politicians today, but I would say the majority of them really are, they're there for very different reasons than politicians were there back in the 50s and 60s and maybe even 70s. You know, politicians historically, and I'm going back a ways now, but, you know, they've been there for the good of the country. Now, I personally see it as being really more than anything else a very personal, self-serving situation. Do you think I'm nuts?
No, I don't think you're nuts at all. And I think that if you look at some of these speeches, I mean, I look at them very carefully. If you look at the word I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't surprised, I have to say, but I was taken back a little bit about Christie's speech
mm-hmm.
at the convention because he used I 37 times.
Yeah.
He failed to mention Romney until halfway through the speech.
Mm-hmm.
And he really comes across like that in New Jersey for a lot of folks. I mean, he really is a self-promoter. I mean, God only knows we could say that about, we could line up the Democrats here probably, but it's in a similar too. But he had an opportunity to reflect on a guy, Romney, who's running for president and indicate what Romney has. Does he have the right stuff? What stuff does he have in terms of personality to be a great leader?
Mm-hmm.
But who did he talk about, really? He talked about himself.
Yeah.
And I just think that it's just so wrong. And I gave Romney credit because I think his speech was probably about as good as he could give.
Mm-hmm.
But Christie came across as, like, just as you said, one of those guys who really is kind of self-absorbed. I just find that really, you know, really tough to take.
We have instant news today. I mean, with the Drudge Report, and I mean, I don't even read a daily paper anymore. I go on the internet because I knew what Ben Bernanke said last Thursday, 30 seconds after he said it. I'm not going to wait and read about it in the Wall Street Journal on Friday, but here's an interesting question. I mean, are all these political gaffes honest mistakes, or are they the true feelings of the candidates coming through? What do you think?
I don't think there's too many mistakes. I mean, obviously, we know when someone makes a real gaffe and they kind of step on themselves. Some people do that, but let's take Aiken, for example, Congressman Aiken. I think that was all engineered. His statements about legitimate rape and all that. I mean, I think he really believed and still believes probably certain views that are so extreme that they're really hard to even explain. I mean, what he did really, he invented a kind of a new biology, if you will, which is kind of certainly insane. But,
you ought to know.
but you know, we have folks that say things that where we scratch our heads. But you know, at the same time, I think they're putting a spin on things. They're twisting reality, and they know what they're doing. In most cases, they're just spinning, and we're tired of it. I think we're all really tired of it. Let's just talk about the facts. And you know, one guy that I thought gave a great speech was Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, Clinton, when he said I about himself, he then went to policy, specific policy that he believed in, whether you believe in it or I believe in it, but he went to specific policy, and then he talked about Obama. Well, here's a guy that gave a speech with specifics. He gave numbers. He gave stuff that really is not too debatable. I mean, you may not like that policy, perhaps, but he believes in something, and he stood up for it.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we have more politicians that just do that? I mean, in New Jersey, we have Tom Kane Sr., the former governor who was the chairman of the 9/11 Commission. Everybody likes this guy. I mean, I use him as an example of a guy with a really winning personality.
Mm-hmm.
And he's liked by independents, Democrats, and Republicans. If you do a poll, I mean, one came out last year. I think he was over 70% approval rating. I mean, it's ridiculous. So how does he do it compared to everybody else? And I think honesty and being straightforward is his motto, you know?
I would have to agree with that. I mean, but I think, unfortunately, folks like the gentleman you're talking about are, unfortunately, they're few and far between. And to me, I have to tell you, that's really sad because it does not bode well for the future of our country. You know, it really, really doesn't. I think there are agendas behind the scenes that people like Dr. Rossi and Al Corland simply are unaware of in our own country, for lack of better terms. And boy, scary, scary.
Well, it is scary. And you know, once you start deviating from the facts and the truth, you get into a lot of problems. And I think that the Republican Party has some really good features that they could stand behind. What is the role of government, for example? What about the economy? What about military intervention?
Mm-hmm.
What about nation building versus not? And there's a lot of Republicans that are not too thrilled about nation building. What about those issues and taking a position and standing up for it? And on the other side of the aisle, the Democrats can stand up for what they believe in and what they think the right values are and the right role of government from their perspective, and do it in a way that maybe like Tip O'Neill and Reagan used to do in the old days, they would make a compromise. And wouldn't that be nice? You know?
Compromise is a word that has not existed in politics on the national level in, unfortunately, too long a period of time.
Right.
And that's why many people today are throwing their hands in the air and saying, I don't care who wins because it's not going to make any difference. And I have to tell you, Dr. Rossi, I think that is really, really sad because your lack of effort by not voting is turning control over to perhaps someone who should not be in control. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about this terrible student loan situation.
Al Corland's firm, A.B. Corland & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corland Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Bruce Mesnikoff is my guest right now. Bruce is a very, very interesting guy. He is very involved in providing solutions to people who get involved in debt, specifically involved in student loans. The student loan situation is a very, very interesting situation right now. given the fact that kids can accumulate upwards of $100,000 worth of debt prior to graduation from university, you know, and then as Bruce said, they graduate, they get a job, they're underemployed, they're making maybe $30,000-$32,000 a year, they're married, they have a child, et cetera, and they're faced with this upwards of $100,000 loan, and it's a very, very terrifying situation in my mind, particularly when you couple that with the fact that I'm a firm believer that one of the biggest problems in the United States right now is the personal debt level, which fortunately people are wising up and they're starting to pay off their debt as opposed to accumulate more debt. Bruce, tell us a little bit about your organization and the services you offer, would you?
Okay, Al. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure.
Our organization is College Education Services, and basically what we provide is assistance and help to people struggling with their student loans, whose payments are getting out of control, cause them to go into default, or if they're on the road to default.
Yeah.
There are programs available out there. People just don't know about them. So we guide people in the right direction and make sure they get into a situation that they can handle.
You know, I really have to wonder sometimes if accumulating that level of debt by somebody who is just starting out their career, you know, how wise a decision is that? It strikes me as being kind of silly.
Well, for the first time in my lifetime, mm-hmm. you're starting to see arguments out there that college might not be a very smart idea, economically speaking.
Right.
I still haven't been able to swallow that, though, Al.
No,
I have
either.
Three children.
Sure.
You know, they're 15 to 11 years old.
Right.
And I can't fathom saying, don't go to college, it's going to cost too much money, because, you know, college lasts for your lifetime, everything you get from college, not just a few years or 5 or 10 years afterwards. But the costs are very high. That's a fact. And you have to be smart about it and put yourself in the right situation. And again, fortunately, right now, there's some programs out there that can help everybody with federal student loans so they don't go down the wrong road, end up in default and garnishments and that sort of thing.
Let's talk a little bit about the solutions.
Sure, absolutely. Right now, people with student loans, the biggest problem is 1 out of 6 people are going into default, and there's over $1 trillion in student loan debt, more than credit card debt. The biggest problem is people cannot afford these payments. They come out of school, they have payments of $500, $600, $800 or more. And as you said, people are making $30,000, $35,000, little less, little more. It's unaffordable. The solution, the Department of Education has a consolidation program that's available to just about everybody with federal student loans, where they will insure people what's called an income-based repayment plan.
Mm-hmm.
This plan assures you of having a payment that you can afford, because the payment's not based on your loan value. It's based on your financial situation.
Makes a lot of sense. And I have to say that there are a lot of things that the federal government and the Department of Education are doing right now that Big Al, you know, doesn't endorse wholeheartedly. But this is one thing that I think, I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, there is no solution other than an income-based repayment plan, in my opinion.
Yep, you're absolutely right. The income-based repayment plan makes sure that you, if you're not in default, that you won't go into default. Another great feature of this program is a lot of people are already in default, as we know. Once you consolidate into this program, the Department of Education actually buys your loans back from your current lenders and takes you out of default. That's important for a couple reasons. Number one, when you're in default on your student loans, you're paying 18.5% interest.
Yeah.
And Al, these loans aren't $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. They're tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's an insurmountable hole that's being dug. Another thing is, as everyone knows someone these days, looking to go back to school.
Sure.
And the schools are turning you away if you have previous loans that are in default. You're not eligible. But once you consolidate, the loans come out of default, you're eligible for more student loans again, too. So that's a really nice thing.
Yeah. No, that is a really good thing. I have to say that in terms of what the Department of Education is doing there, I think that's a really good idea. You know, I guess an interesting question that I would have is, when you look at the debt level in the United States, when you, and I'm not talking personal now, I'm talking debt on the part of the federal government, $1 trillion is an awful lot of money. It strikes me that when you look at the total debt of the country, which is approaching $16 trillion, if 1/16 of that is these student loans, how viable is it to assume that that is something that will be paid back in a reasonable amount of time so that the deficit can be reduced. Any comments on that?
Yes. Right now, there's a lot of people going into default, as we know, and the collection companies are jumping over each other to get these accounts. The reason is because 85 cents on every dollar is being collected from these collection agencies, which is unheard of in that world. When people have collections for medical bills or credit cards and so on, large percentages get written off. With this, they have incredible power. They're going to garnish your wages. They're going to keep your tax refund checks. They're going to garnish your Social Security if you're in default on these loans. So it's disastrous for the student to go into default. But on the other side of it, the government's getting their money back on these loans.
Slowly.
Slowly, yes, very slowly. And it's a lot of pain for a lot of people, and it's a terrible thing to have to really have your financial life ruined over.
Yeah, no, I would believe exactly in what you're saying. Bruce, interesting question. What do you look at, or what do you see as an alternative to kids going into university right now?
Well, I'm not an advocate of saying don't go to college because it costs too much money.
Right.
You know, the community college system is great, and more and more people, I know personal friends, the kids are going at least for the first couple of years through that system, which is still very affordable.
Sure.
And again, the student loans are out there, and there are, with this income-based repayment plan, it makes it manageable to handle these student loans. When you come out, your payment is a percentage of your discretionary income, and it's very, very affordable when you get on these income-based plans. It's a tricky road to navigate when you have loans to consolidate into this program. It can be tricky. You're dealing with the government agency, and there's a lot of pitfalls. There's a lot of pitfalls, but that's what we do here. We help people to navigate through it, to not only get the loans out of default, get on the correct payment plans, but the government also offers some fantastic forgiveness programs for people in public service, such as teachers, people who work for nonprofit agencies, for work for hospitals. There's some fantastic forgiveness programs where people can get, you know, generally up to half of their loan completely forgiven, tax-free. But again, for some reason, these programs are not advertised, but they're out there for the right people.
Well, we're not an advertising agency, but I'll tell you, it strikes me that your program, your organization is providing a very, very valuable service to the younger members of our community, for lack of better terms. So, Bruce, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Quantum Economics Report. Got my buddy Pete Grandage with me right now. You know, Pete and I talk about a variety of topics almost every week on this show. Make that every week on this show. We're going to go to finance economics today, in the sense that Pete wrote a very interesting missive earlier in the week on his views of what he called QE3. This mortgage situation. I've got some views on it too, we'd like to share both of these views with you. Pete, let's start out with you, though.
Well, in the very simplest term, it's a Hail Mary pass. It's the shot of the silver bullet. It's the all-in bet by the Fed. You know, you can start off with the number. It's QE3.
Yeah.
What happened with QE1 and 2?
Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't work to the level that they thought they would work, so why should QE3 work when 1 and 2 did?
Right.
That's the first question. And that will come in the market after a few days and a few weeks, you know, of the hysteria as the don't worry, be happy crowd milks the news for all it's worth. But second then thing is to ask is, you know, there's an old saying about pushing on a string, you know, how far can you push?
Right.
And the problem lies in that if and when the market, and I think obviously it's when, the market realizes the Fed has reached its ultimate, that there are no more, nothing left out there, it'll discount what they're already doing, and that's when the market will run into problems. I don't think that's going to happen until next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a window of opportunity, as I've written to my readers, but I think what they've done is they expedited the bad period that I expected. I had thought it would not make it to at least summer of next year before we turn down again. Perhaps now it won't be too long, somewhere between the election and the inauguration day, depending on who wins.
Mm-hmm.
I do think one could argue, but no one could ever win that argument or lose it, that part of this was done to help the cause for Obama. It certainly softens the blow of the rhetoric that had been around in recent days about how the economy was tailing off again.
Mm-hmm.
And by so-called time, and perhaps enough time, as I wrote this morning for my readers, that Obama can limp over the finish line. But all in all, outside of some hysteria and some renewed excitement from the bullish camp, I don't think it does anything to fix the enormous problems. It probably just expedites us finally to get to the day of reckoning.
Well, the market later on in the week, or, you know, Thursday, Friday, when QE3 was basically announced, the market, in terms of the gold market, the gold market reacted very, very positively in the sense that we were up significantly on Thursday, and then on Friday we were also up for the most part. I would have to say that theoretically, what I find interesting, Pete, I was thinking about this last night and earlier this morning, and you know, theoretically, if you lower interest rates on mortgages, that's gonna theoretically, and I use the word very, very generously here, theoretically would help the housing market in the sense that it would entice people to purchase homes. That theoretically could increase employment, certainly in the housing sector. Now, the problem is when you have an unemployment rate as high as we do, and it's nowhere near 8.1%, when you really look at the accurate numbers, it's significantly higher than that considering the underemployed, the folks who've quit working, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think a lowering of interest rates is going to have the stimulus that the Fed is hoping for. I really don't, and I think that will become very, very obvious come October. Now, I think that fact is going to be detrimental. I agree with you that this was probably a political move, although I'm not positive, but I think one could argue that it was. But having said that, I think come October, people are going to realize, hey, you know, Grandage was right, Quarlin was right, it's not working. And that coupled with the absolutely abysmal situation in the Middle East. I mean, I was up late last night reading, Pete, the news out of the Middle East. And, you know, I mean, now it's coming to light that America knew how dangerous the situation was in Libya and really didn't do anything about it. I mean, this administration is really not working, in my opinion.
Well, let me just add a closure on that political thing regarding the economic move. Romney had already said that he would not renew Bernanke. So you could argue, and again, like I said, you can't win the argument because mm-hmm. no one's going to know for certain.
Right.
But you could argue that Bernanke knew he had no shot keeping his job with Romney, but he certainly has a shot now to keep his job with Obama if this helps Obama get elected. Now, I move towards this Middle East thing with great concern. I think that the bigger picture of political failness, and when historians look back during Obama's watch, the great changes that took place in the Middle East and how behind we are of it, and if and when the news comes out that, you know, there were actions we could have taken and we put our people in harm's way and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That'll only add to the picture. But I think what's lost sight here is that there's no real leadership in this. And the quietness, the absolute quietness of our so-called allies
mm-hmm.
who have only made token responses to this, something that would have been deplorable and been viewed in every major leader in the G7 would have made statements, you know, supporting America 10 or 20 years ago, has a lot to do with how really poor foreign policy has been since this administration's been in charge.
You know, and how does all of this relate to investing? Well, as Jeremy Gray has said in another segment in the program, you know, Standard Chartered Bank is incredibly bullish on precious metals and on the related companies, as I am. We have put, Pete, Kathy and I have put a significant amount of money, six figures, into the resource market so far this year. And I have to tell you, you know, knock on wood, I am very, very comfortable. When you have situations like this occurring, both on a political level and on a financial level, it's gotta be good. And this is not investment advice, ladies and gentlemen, but it's gotta be good for the resource sector, don't you think?
Well, certainly in the gold market, because now what you have is, besides all the geopolitical concerns that from time to time support gold, what you've had now is the opening of spigots on both sides of the ocean.
Right.
Europe and the United States now have opened it up. China is talking about, you know, easing again in a big way. This kills the dollar, which is very bullish for gold. And look, the bottom line is this, you know, maybe people are tired of me hearing and saying it, but I was willing to bet $2 million that it was going to be true, and that was, it's not a question of if but when gold goes to a new all-time adjusted for inflation high, which is going to be substantially above 2,000 an ounce.
Right.
And this news helped propel it get there.
Yeah, no, I agree 1,000%. You know, I feel personally that people who are involved in the conventional markets right now, people who are putting their money in savings accounts, and statistics are showing that that is happening less and less. Interestingly enough, the Wall Street Journal reported this past week that fewer and fewer people are utilizing the banking system, which I think is really kind of interesting in terms of savings. But, you know, it strikes me as, you know, as a colleague of ours, Bob Moriarty, said 4 or 5 years ago, you know, people are going to wise up and they're going to want to buy things. And resource companies certainly represent things. I want to announce also, ladies and gentlemen, Pete is going to be a featured speaker at the upcoming investment conference in Chicago. I believe you're speaking on Friday as a keynote. I'm going to be speaking on three occasions on Saturday, going to be doing a workshop there, moderating a panel, and also giving what they call an expert view, where I'm going to be talking about how the upcoming election, in my opinion, is going to affect the market. I want to stress, if you're in the Chicago area, go and listen to what Pete has to say. Pete is a very, very interesting guy. He's got a great website, which you can go to by simply clicking on the banner, which is on our site in terms of favorite sites. Listen to what he has to say. Go to his website. You get some great insights. You got the final word.
I think, as I stated in my most recent writings, this watershed effect by the Fed will be a history maker, and it will be looked back at the point when the beginning of the end truly began.
I think you're 100% right. September, I think, of 2012 is going to represent potentially when the beginning of the end started. But you know what? If you invest astutely, if you study the markets carefully, if you do what you think is right and not necessarily listen to one particular other person, you're going to be okay. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economic Support Time. Cornell, appreciate you joining me. Got Brian Lundin on the line with me right now. London, Brian is a good buddy of mine. Hey, something that's going on right now is what's happening in the gold market right now. And I want to chat about this with Brian because he's been involved in the precious metals sector for an awful lot of years as an author, as the organizer of one of the best investment conferences out there, the New Orleans Investment Conference, and I really respect Brian's opinion. I think what we have going right now is kind of a twofold situation. Number one, you got a very, very tenuous, frightening situation in the Middle East, point one. Point two, your friend Ben Bernanke, Brian, came out yesterday and he said, you know, we're going to do QE3 as long as we have to make this thing work. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense. What are your comments, number one?
Well, you know, they didn't name him Helicopter Ben for nothing. Al, we had talked about this beforehand. I thought yesterday's policy statement was going to be a bit of a trap. It was going to be a real risk point for the gold market because expectations were just sky high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the market had already run up in anticipation, and it really didn't seem to me like Bernanke and company could do anything to meet or even much less exceed the market's expectations. But boy, was I wrong. They, you know, it's absolutely amazing. The duration of the program is as long as it takes and then some. And then they go beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
They say if it doesn't work, they're going to ramp it up until it does work.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
not only that, you know, the real danger has always been with these central bankers. It's not so much that they all think that they're not going to repeat the mistakes of the past. They think it's different this time, or we're smart enough to ramp it back or to withdraw the liquidity if it gets too far, we get to an inflationary environment. Well, these guys have come out in advance and said, listen, we're going to keep it up even when the economy recovers.
Mm-hmm.
We're telling you in advance that we are going to make the same mistakes that others have made in the past.
Yeah,
it's really unbelievable. The title of my alert that I issued yesterday was QE as far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
And that's literally the environment that we're in for right now.
It's an interesting situation in that I understand why, you know, they are doing that. And they're simply doing it because, quite frankly, theoretically, you know, if we had a good employment situation right now, It may work. You know, lowering interest rates would certainly boost the housing sector. That certainly, in a sense, would help the economy, both in terms of employment and in terms of spending. But the fact of the matter is, it, in my humble opinion, it can't work when you've got as high an unemployment rate as we have right now. People simply, even if interest rates went down to 2.5 to 3% on mortgages, there's absolutely no way this thing is going to work.
Well, all of the tools that they have are designed, or typically work in a normal environment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a normal environment right now. It's one thing to give the bank to the lower mortgage rates and try and get the housing market resurrected. But if the banks aren't lending out money, it doesn't matter. And by the same token, mm-hmm. to repair the balance sheets, the Fed is paying the banks to keep their excess reserves on deposit with the Fed.
Right.
So you've got $1.5 trillion that's just sitting there. And
mm-hmm.
what they're trying to do is get that money into the economy.
Right.
But if they do that, then what they're doing is they're finally unleashing the velocity of that money. They're taking those reserves, which don't count as currency right now,
mm-hmm.
and they will try and get that into the economy. Once it's loaned out, it becomes money, and then you get the inflationary effects.
Yeah.
So they're really in a trick box. There's nothing much they can do. In fact, we can't afford it if they eventually do increase interest rates, because the burden of paying, the
mm-hmm.
interest rate burden, will destroy the budget, the federal budget right there.
We're in such a mess right now. I don't think there's any way in the current situation right now with it, you know, short of starting over, which I think is what's going to happen in the monetary mm-hmm. system personally, because I think that probably, if everybody agrees, I think that would make some sense. I think it would restore confidence, etc. I mean, there are downsides to it, but I don't see any other solution personally. Now, the interesting question I have for you is, I know you're not a big believer in foreign events impacting the price of precious metals, but, I mean, don't you think that's kind of right now really the case? I mean, look what's going on in Egypt, Libya, et cetera.
Well, I think it does. I just don't know if there's anything anyone can do about it. In other words, you can't predict
mm-hmm.
To any great degree of accuracy geopolitical crises.
Right.
And you can't really bet on them from an investment standpoint successfully. You're never going to be the first one in. You're never going to be the one that gets out at the right time. So I think that that's kind of a backdrop. I think it increases or adds to the general unease in the markets. The price of oil going up generally gives people an impression that inflation is rising. So I think that all helps gold in the background. But really, the fundamental fact that investors need to look at, and really they don't need to look at anything else,
mm-hmm.
is the fact that there's so much currency being created worldwide. In the U.S., the ECB has its own unlimited quantitative easing program that it just announced. China is trying to stimulate its economy through a massive capital program.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes toward more money, more fiat currency, and therefore gold and silver and other tangible assets are going to rise in relative value.
You know, I was talking with Jeremy Gray, who's going to be wrapping up the show with me here. Jeremy is with Standard Chartered Bank, and obviously he's living and working in Hong Kong. But his comment that I think is really, really interesting is that they have never seen as much demand coming out of China as they're seeing right now. I mean, that's got to play a role, I would think.
Oh, absolutely, and that's one of the big, great unknowns right now, as well as is how much gold is the Chinese central bank stocking away and adding to its reserves. We really don't know, but we do know that China has grown to become the world's largest gold producer,
mm-hmm.
And it's rapidly, if it hasn't already, become the world's largest consumer
yeah.
of gold. Yet there's still a large gap. Gold imports and gold production aren't equaling demand. So where is that gold going to? Undoubtedly is to the People's Bank of China
mm-hmm.
to some degree. We just don't know to how much.
I find the Chinese to be a fascinating group of people, I have to say, number one. I've had a lot of experience with them, both from an employment standpoint. I was served on the board of directors of a publicly traded bank where – myself and one other Caucasian were the token Caucasians. And I got to tell you, after 22 years, you get some great, great insight into these folks. We had a lot of Chinese friends when I was growing up because my dad grew up in China. So, you know, it's just a culture that I'm very, very familiar with. Brian, we've got about a minute left here, actually a little bit more than that. Talk a little bit about your upcoming conference in October, would you?
Well, you know, Al, it's well-timed once again.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of environment where people find investments at the New Orleans conference that literally multiply in value in the weeks following the event. We've got virtually every one of the top precious metals and mining stock experts coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone from Rick Rule to Lawrence Ralston to Brent Cook to me to just the whole range of guys there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, the geopolitical angle is the thing that really drives the markets. What is that from a broader sense? How is politics playing into the economy?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a great lineup there. We have Charles Krauthammer. We have Peter Schiff. We have Rick Santelli. We have Dinesh D'Souza. We have Sarah Palin. You know, from an economic standpoint, we have
right.
Mark Faber. We have, you know, a lot. We have Doug Casey coming back again. And Doug Casey is going to have a debate with Charles Krauthammer and James Carville. I think it's going to be very exciting.
Casey's one of my favorite people in the world, I got to tell you, and I have all the time for Doug and all the time for all of his colleagues. I think Casey Research personally is a great organization.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I think it's going to be a great show. It always is. You've been doing a great job since you purchased the thing from Jim Blanchard a number of years ago. Jim, interestingly enough, was in my opinion kind of an inspiration to me. Because he got me very, very involved in precious metals when I first started my company, and that was going back.
That for a lot of people, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he's a brilliant guy. I remember sitting at National Securities and talking with Jerry Pogue and Bob Kalahara and some of those guys way back in the very early 80s, and all they could talk about was this guy named Jim Blanchard. And I thought, you know, this is somebody that I definitely have to get to know. End of October, anybody who can do it, who's in the area, you need to go to the New Orleans Investment Conference. It is one of the better ones. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Going to be back with a second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.